This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning, Internet. How are you? Glad to have you listening this morning. I want to welcome everyone to what may possibly be the last meeting of House Tax for this session. We may meet one more time to discuss summer studies, but this is the last bill we'll consider for the session. And by the way, before I forget, your binders, Secretary Liz won't be adding anything else to them. So, you know, if you want to keep the binders, you can. If you want to just keep the material, you can. But just so you know, that's kind of what will happen with the binders. So, Secretary, will you call the roll, please?
Representatives Dennard.
Here.
Duvall.
Here.
Goodwin.
Here.
Jameson.
Here.
Kaiser.
Here.
Botterell.
Here.
Mills. Rasmussen.
Mills is excused.
Excuse
me.
Okay. Rasmussen.
Here.
Ring.
Here.
Rosam.
Here.
Shane Fish.
Here.
Wheezy.
Here.
Wismer. Willitson.
Here.
Hager.
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. And the minutes have been provided.
So moved.
And moved by Representative Duvall. Second. And seconded. All in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Minutes approved. Okay, so, again, welcome to the audience. And I want to hear from the pages first. So, Representative, you'll have to wait your turn. So, one last time with the pages. Thanks for serving. State your name and your future goals.
I'm Haley Carbajal. I'm from Belfouche, and I'll be going to the Wharton School of Business at the University of Pennsylvania.
Cool. Thank you, Haley.
Hello, committee members. I'm Jacqueline. I'm from Summit, and next year I plan on going to DSU for volleyball and majoring in cyber operations.
Way cool. Excellent. You know, at some point we're going to create a functioning think tank that uses those cyber operations students that we train so well, so you guys can stay right here in South Dakota. How about that? Would that be okay with you? Good deal. All right, very good. So the only bill on the calendar this morning, and I hope you enjoyed your extra hour of rest, is Senate Bill 142. And that's an act to provide for certain updates and reports concerning research data and methods used to assess agricultural land. I'll now hear from the proponents, Representative Dennard.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Mr. Chairman, I did appreciate that extra hour of rest. And by now, I hope you all know me, but just in case you don't, my name is Representative Drew Dennard. I represent District 3, Aberdeen and Brown County. Today, I bring before you Senate Bill 142. This bill originally was a actual use property classification bill. It was hoghoused in the Senate to its original form or to its current form. I still support the bill. I am going to ask you to please pass this on to the full body. And I'm going to yield to the other proponents. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further proponents.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the House Taxation Committee. Mike Howdyshell at the Department of Revenue. It's good to be here today, probably for the last time this session. To talk about 142, as Representative Dennard said, this was a hog house in Senate taxation. It started off as an actual use bill. What it is in its current form is a simple codification of certain timelines that are in The current agreement that the Department of Revenue has with South Dakota State University to update the soil rating system that we use for agricultural land assessments. This committee might recall last year House Bill 1007 was passed, and that was a bill to provide a special appropriation for SDSU to do some research in this area and to update the soil rating system to take a closer look at certain factors that are currently not used in the development of the soil rating tables that are used by the counties to assess ag land. That research is ongoing. It involves the economics department at South Dakota State University as well as the plant science department. And this bill merely codifies the deliverables that are in the current agreement that, the Department of Revenue has with SDSU. So we think it's a fine bill. You know, as you see in the bill, the timelines require SDSU to provide some updates to the Agland Task Force this year, and then to provide their final recommendations to the task force by the end of September of 2018. So with that, I would just urge you to pass this bill, and I'll stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further proponents? Seeing none. Opponents? Any opponent testimony? All right. Representative Dennert, would you like to rebuttal the other proponent?
I'm going to pass, if that's okay.
All right. Let's move to committee discussion.
Discussion questions.
Representative Wilson.
For Mr. Hottishiel, you alluded to that when we passed the House Bill 1007 last year, that it had these dates in it, and that that committee was already going to, you know, report on those dates. Why is it necessary that we codify that?
Mr. Chair, Representative Willitson, that is a good question, and it's probably not technically necessary that it's codified. But what the bill does is it goes back and amends the 2016 session laws to add three sections to House Bill 1007. That bill actually, the bill itself didn't really have the set timelines for when the reports were to be initially made to the Agland Task Force, and then when the final report, there were some general guidelines in there, and then there was a letter of intent that was issued by the Appropriations Committee. Like I said, these are in contract that we currently have with SDSU, but this merely would codify that just to, I guess, the intent of the amendment, the Hog House Amendment, was to provide some certainty to folks that are really, really anxious and anticipating that this research happens. I hope that answers your question.
Representative, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So if we don't pass this, it's still going to happen anyway. Would that be a fair assumption?
Mr. Chair, Representative Willitson, the answer to that question is yes. Like I said, we've got a contract. You know, you can go out to OpenSD and review the contract and the scope of work that has these same timelines in it.
Further questions?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Ring.
Yeah, I just want to follow up on my colleague to the left here. It seems to me that this is really unnecessary. I mean, if we needed to hog house a bill and needed something to put in it, I guess this is as good as any. But strikes me that in another year or two, this is going to be a great candidate for a red tape review. If it's not needed, I've worked on contracts in the past with the state. The deadlines and so forth are in the contract. It seems to me, if anything, this adds some rigidity that we might be back changing a deadline at some point. I would encourage the committee, I believe, to resist this amendment. Thank you. Or this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Representative Latterell. We can
we can move to action as far as I'm concerned, if there are no objections. Go ahead. Question from Representative Wismer.
But actually, thank you, Mr. Chair. The question is for Representative Dennard. Do you know...
Representative, you can go ahead and answer that question from your seat.
Who provided the language for the Hog House?
I don't know that I can answer that for sure because I was not in the Senate committee at that time.
I ask if anyone else knows.
Yeah, go ahead. Mr. Howdyshell.
Mr. Chair, Representative Wismer, the language that's in the current version of the bill is very similar to what's in the scope of work in the contract. And I think, my discussions with SDSU, they're okay with the amendment, and they're confident that they're going to meet the deadlines that are in the bill. I had that initial concern as well, is are we kind of locking them in here? Because, I mean, things happen, when you have a contract, and sometimes amendments are necessary. But they gave me assurance that they were okay with the language, they're okay with codifying these deadlines, and that's why I'm here today as a proponent.
Thank you. Any other questions? Representative Rasmussen? No. Okay. There's a little sign language. The sign language bill is in the other. It's in Health and Human Services. yeah, that's right. There we go. Let's move to action. I think we're ready to do that. Representative Latterell.
Move do pass.
All right, we have a do pass recommendation from Representative Latterell and a second from Representative Goodwin. Comments on your motion?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you to the proponent for bringing the original bill and also to the department for working on this amendment. I know we heard some discussion about whether or not this particular bill is absolutely necessary. And although I'm not a person who likes mandates very often, I prefer when the mandate is on a government body, which gives certainty and accountability. So in this instance, I think it's actually a good thing that we codify this bill, even if that means we'll have to come back and look at it again later. Because as things go through in this building, a lot of times there isn't enough scrutiny and education given to the kind of things that are happening. And so having this in law, having to review it again later to make sure these laws, these codified deadlines have been met, I think is a good thing. So I would urge your passage of the bill.
Representative Duvall.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If you will look, we're not codifying these deadlines. We're simply amending the session laws. So once we get past June 2018... It's nowhere in our code book. This bill is really unnecessary. The SDSU provided a 69-page update to the Agland Task Force in September. They came back in October and provided another 23-page update to what they're doing. So the question is whether or not we need to pass an unnecessary law. And I intend to vote no on the do-pass motion. Thank you.
Further remarks? Well, before the vote, I'll just weigh in as well. I'm going to be voting against the do pass recommendation for most of the reasons that have already been stated. We have a contract in place. It's performing. And the idea of putting any of this, amending any of this, language that would be really, as the good Representative Ring mentioned, a candidate for repeal in a year or two, that seems to me just a pointless exercise. And so while I certainly support the study and look forward to the conversation about actual use of ag land, I don't think we need this bill for that to happen, so I'll be voting against it. And Secretary, if you will call the roll, please.
Representatives Dennard?
Aye.
Duvall?
No.
Goodwin?
Aye.
Jameson?
Aye.
Kaiser?
Aye.
Aye.
Latterell?
Aye.
Mills, excused. Rasmussen?
No.
Ring?
No.
Rosam?
No.
Chainfish?
Aye.
Wheezy?
No.
Wismer?
No.
Willitson?
No.
Hager?
No.
There were six yay, eight nay, and one excused.
Representative Duvall.
I would move that we defer this bill to the 41st day.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved. So, first of all, the do pass recommendation fails. There's now a motion that we defer to the 41st day, seconded by moved by Duvall, seconded by Willitson. Let's just go ahead and move to the vote on that.
Representatives Dennard?
No.
Duvall?
Aye.
Goodwin?
No.
Jameson?
Aye.
Kaiser?
No.
Latterell?
No.
Mills, excused. Rasmussen?
Aye.
Ring?
Aye.
Rosam?
Aye.
Chainfish?
Aye.
Wheezy?
Aye.
Wismer?
Aye.
Willitson?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Ten yay, four nay, and one excused.
All right, so Senate Bill 142, right?
Yep, right.
Senate Bill 142 is deferred to the 41st day.
Yep.
I'll hammer on that. And the so that concludes our calendar. So once again, I want you to be sure to think about, but before we meet next week, and I think at some point we'll meet next week.
I have forms.
And we have forms. I'll have Liz get the forms to you.
No, I have
Oh, so Paige, if you come up and circulate these to the membership before we depart, be thinking about what sort of tax-related study might benefit the body and the people of South Dakota. What happens for those of you that are new to the legislature is we assemble the ideas for summer studies, and then we rank them. So everybody gets a chance to rank to vote on maybe the top one through eight in terms of studies, and then the executive board of the legislature will choose which studies that we want to proceed with. So it's a good opportunity to find out, to explore what's out there. And if you're ever curious about studies that have been done in the past, they are all down in the library at the LRC. So with that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Dennard. Seconded by Rasmussen, because I saw her wave her hand. And all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. We are adjourned. Thank you for your service.